Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavuot Tov again on this Monday morning. Very much feels like the day after Avelos Derabim, and Rav Tamizma Kaf Gimel. Again, you just see many of the themes of healing and rebirth and rejuvenation that our nation needs right now. We experienced a pandemic, and it just felt like we were coming out of the Me'ara, to use the mashal of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that we've been talking about a lot, and then to have Chizru Lachem and Maraschem, to have to go back into that dark place with the greatest peacetime catastrophe in the history of the state of Israel on a day of national mourning. It's a very difficult thing. And yet, Mizmor Kuf Gimel, you take a look at the 8th Pasuk, Rachum v'chanun Adonai, Erchab Haim v'Rav Chasad, we see Hashem is merciful and gracious and forbearing and filled with chesed. L'olam etzach chariv, he will not be our adversary. L'olam yitor, he will not hold in his heart feelings of malice or animus. Lo chataynu asalanu v'lo chavonotenu gam aleinu. Chichigvo ha-shamayim al ha-aretz gavar chasdo al yireyav. It's such an important pasuk in this context, that as the heavens are above the earth, that distance, which obviously can't be quantified or measured in any significant way, so too, Hashem's chesed is, over us. It's reminiscent of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, and I think there's a certain dialectic. Yeshayahu, we read on every Tanit Tzibur, ki gavo shemayim al aretz, ken gavo machshu osayim machshu osichem, udrachayim idarchichem, that we can't understand Hashem's ways, right? Machshu osayim, lo machshu osayim machshu osichem, lo udrachichem udrachayim. And that Hashem's ways are just beyond us. We have many questions for which there will never be answers. But at the same time, ki gavu shamayim malaretz, here we have a very similar language, ki chigvo shamayim malaretz, gavar chazdo al yireyav. Sometimes it's the questions which are so overwhelming, we can't possibly fathom, what Hashem wants or why something is happening. Sometimes the chesed that Hashem demonstrates to us and is able to shower us with and cover us with, especially in times of distress, itself is overwhelming. Ki chichvo ha-shamayim al ha-aretz. And just 2 seconds later, ki rachiv aval banim richam Adonai al yireyav. And that Hashem's love is like the love of the Father. And remember, the love of the Father is such an important institution in halacha. We have the sugya of habab b'machteres, that somebody who burglarizes somebody else, so technically speaking, it's not exactly like rodef, but in the halachic literature, it's compared to rodef, that just as a person, we're allowed to apply similar standards to a babi machtaris, because the understanding is that if he's ready burglarizing you, he understands, you might defend your home. A man's home is his castle, adam bahu al-mamono, and therefore, if he knows that you're prepared to defend your property, at the expense of even your safety, he's prepared to take your life, and therefore, it's a kirodef. It's an analogous to a situation of rodef, even though he's baal iske mamon, even though it seems like he's a burglar. But there's one exception to this. The halacha is that if it's a father who is so desperate for funds, for whatever reason, that he's prepared to burglarize his son, we would never imagine that a father is really prepared to harm his son, and therefore the son can't use lethal force against the father. Kirachim av abanim is the most important institution in the halacha. It's bincha, siyachidcha, shirahavta, siyitzchak. It really transcends any formulation. It exists. Love of a parent for a child, a father for a son, a parent for a child in general. And that's Hashem's love for us, even when we don't understand it, and especially when we don't understand it. It's there, and it's a reality. It's part of this world, and that's really what we need to try to, feel today. As despite everything that we've been through, kirachim aval banim rachum bechanun Hashem, as we read earlier in the Mizmor, and erech apayim v'rav chased l'lanetzach chariv v'lo amitor. This time was going to pass. This too shall pass, and like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Lazar, we will come out, of this ma'ara, eventually, in the full sense of the term, and we'll be in a much better place, in a much better place from the standpoint of our health, in a much better place from the standpoint of our society. Again, there are many different elements that have been going on right now that's conspired to make us feel a little bit like we're never going to get through this. And we have to remember, kirachim av abanim, that love never goes away. And ki chivo shamayim al aretz, It's not just that we have a distance between Hashem's machshavot and ours, but so too Hashem's chesed can come and overwhelm us. Ki gavar aleinu chasdo v'yamet Hashem li'olam. Hallelujah, that we're looking for that, forward to that time when Hashem's love will envelop us and overwhelm us in ways that cannot be articulated fully either. So I wish everybody a restorative day and a day of nechama, of comfort for the entire Jewish people.